We greatly appreciate the support from NIDCD. It's through their, they're the ones that made this possible, and we're very grateful to them. Of course, one of the nice things about a conference like this, a research conference, as opposed to many other disciplines, is that this is a fairly small group, people doing voice, doing speech and voice research. But and one of the good aspects of that is that friendly, I remember when I got started in this, that I learned that actually it's very uncommon to find somebody that is not willing to help within our community. And it's unusual to find people who are in the non-helpful stage. You know, sometimes you get, in other fields, you'll get people who, you know, kind of don't want to lend a hand. And for those of you who are starting off, that's very unusual, and you'll find around here. And we want to share that same spirit and expand on helping those who are getting started here, helping you learn how to get started, and sharing ideas and providing a hand. There are a couple of other items that I want to make sure we go through before we get started. One is to thank the University of Wisconsin, in particular Dr. Bless, Dr. Ford, and Dr. Bless is here, I think. There she is, yeah. But Diane, would you mind standing? For those who don't know Dr. Bless, there she is. She is terrific and has been, her and Kathy Means, and I don't think Kathy, is Kathy inside? She's outside. Anyway, when you go outside, give her a thanks. She's been terrific in getting this conference going. So we thank them. I did want to mention that we do have some travel awards, which I'd like to have these people stand. We have, let's see, Miss Shiva Shankar is, there you are, from Northwestern. Would you mind standing? Great, thank you. We have Sanu Jaswal. Is Sanu here? I don't see Sanu, okay. She'll be here shortly. And Meena Agarwal. And Meena, are you, where are you? Okay, I met you yesterday. I don't see Meena yet. She's not here, sorry. You can see. Okay. I know she's here. She'll be here shortly. Then we have Bernard Rousseau. Bernard? People don't know Bernard. Okay, he'll be, I know he's here. And Kartini Hamad. Gosh, everybody's got a free ride today, I guess, right? And Rita Patel. Is Rita in here yet? Okay. Well, there's, I'll start, even though I'm kind of on borrowed time right now, I do want to start with a small joke, because I like jokes. And this was recounted to me by my son, who's at a university right now, and he's got a story of a class, ornithology class. I think that's what you call it when you're learning about birds. This is part of the botany, or not botany, part of the biology series or something. And a student went in, and for 2 weeks, they had all these birds lined up in cages around the room, and they studied them. You know, they had some hawks and some eagles and some parakeets and robins and everything else, and they studied, and it was time for the test. And so the particular student that he knew was studying very, very hard for the test, and they came into the test, and in the classroom, all the cages were there, but they'd been all mixed up, and then they had been hooded, so all you could see were the feet. And the test was to identify the bird based on its feet, okay? And of course, the student felt that was very, very unfair, and was very angry, because that's not how he had prepared. And he went around, and he probably didn't get one right. And he took his test that he had finished, and he was, of course, this is a stupid test, you know, this is, you know, how students I don't remember ever seeing this, but you know how students are, and they and he took the test up, put on the teacher's desk, and started walking out when the teacher realized that he didn't have his name on the test. So he said, "Young man," he said, "I want you," he said, "who are you? You didn't fill out your test." So then he took off his shoes and socks, pulled up his, and says, "You tell me." And walked out. Anyway, the moral of that is, many times you do, when you hand in grants, sometimes you feel like you have been judged unfairly and the criteria weren't, that they were using weren't the same kind of criteria you were using. And sometimes you feel like the reviewers were, you know, kind of using a different standard to grade by. And having been on both sides of that, I can honestly say that I think almost all the time reviewers are actually trying to make your proposal better. And the purpose of this conference is to help you understand, hopefully, what reviewers are looking for and how to write good grants so that we don't get that feeling of frustration which all of us who write grants experience most of the time, I think. So I hope you enjoy the conference.